though something happened to me when I was taking a walk through the old UC. In front of Sprawl Hall, I was told to grab a seat when somebody gave me an apple eat. So I ate it. Figured I better stick around though and find out what it was all about. Well, after I got done eating the fruit, I feel the heel of a combat boot. There's the cops all right and it's making their way to a car with a roof like a big ashtray. People on top of it, inside of it, all around it, bedpans out the window. I knew then and there was speeches they was making. All around me I could hear the eggs breaking. And the sulfur stinks and the X-lax in our drinks. I was wondering who would do these things. Found out though, soon enough. Chancellor said, you had it through. Said, Ed, we ain't done with you. And that's why all the bearded bards are here with, along with the frat man and their beer. Can't blame them, no. Only wanted to see law and order restored out west. The argument went on for several hours over who were the brave and who were the cowards, who in the right and who in the wrong. The smell of sulfur was still pretty strong. You know, someone said that extremism and the pursuit of liberty is no vice. Sounds right. Well, the hour it was getting late, but the speakers are still insatiate. Claiming they've been wrong, and where's free speech? I was just glad I was out of reach of them football players. Well, I'm still listening to the heckler's curse. It's a new wave of stormtroopers trying to disperse us. It's for our protection any fool could see, like the cops at the mass meetings in Mississippi. All in a day's work. Well, now that it's over and the smoke is cleared, I've grown the funniest stories I ever heard. They say that 40% at least they know are out-of-town agents of Fidel Castro. Mao Tse-Tung. Didn't hear nothing about Khrushchev, though. Guess that's why they got rid of the old boy.